Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Kay Topaz, Briar, Haley Tomaszewski, Jess Cat, Eva Cohn, Dianon, Bryn Lewis, Emily Sherping, David Tinnan, Sierra Mayer, Brooke Prado, Ishima, Beznogova, Ellie Grant, Michael Troyer, Kuplaku, Matthew Briggs, Markuleta Sibanyama, Magnus Sternrad, Maxim Mann. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to Rusty Quill Gaming. I'm Sasha Sienna, and with me are
Lowry Davis,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And we're playing Not Far to Bermuda, and who are the cast?
I am playing Jazz Jenkins, also known as JJ.
I'm a Rainbow Smith. I am totally a yoga instructor, and I know what yoga is. So why would you ask?
And I'm a poet called Elliot Spiffington.
Okay, currently we are on the cruise liner Wanderlust in the Atlantic Ocean. Just as a refresher, we're on a cruise ship that's going on a tour of the Atlantic Islands. It's been 294 days since we've seen land, but that's okay. The captain says we'll be arriving in Bermuda any day now. So, last session, we learned from...
we all made ourselves... fools of...
Last session happened.
Last session, we've learned from Lounge singer Ray Martini that there is a talent show at the Sunset Lounge on Thursday, which for those of you who've lost track is 8 days from now. Yes. And we've also, I mean, mostly we've done some dating simulating.
Yes! I've chosen really bad options.
So... Rainbow's currently losing dating, I think. Whereas Devon is kind of winning. Yeah.
No, Elliot's winning.
Bold claim. But it's okay because soon we're going to be meeting Gran and Anne. You have decided that you're going to be entering the talent competition.
As a group.
The three of you and Devan.
Whatever.
Sometime Lothario, who's a spin instructor, and we're going to meet Rainbow's Gran and Anne.
Right, yeah, so it's hard to really know where Gran and Anne hangs out, except that, you know, it's never near water because, you know, she's sensible like that. Maybe we should go to the sport deck. The sport deck?
Where the borders are. Like the shuffle borders.
Yeah, she's quite high up in the rankings there, you know?
Oh, like, wow. So interesting.
If we want some shuffleboard tips or props, I don't know what shuffleboarders do, but it's really exciting when Gran and Anne does it. So,
lovely.
Like, yeah, let's go see.
I'm going to be giving the aspect for Gran and Anne border queen bee.
Ooh. Very good.
Does her influence, like, spread past the borders?
Well, like, what I've found is that, you know, she thinks it does. but you have to be kind of careful. They're very insular, but, you know, they've got quite a few things to trade with, you know, the teens. So long as they're able to keep that line open, I think that they can probably, you know, get hold of most things. Why? What do you need?
I hadn't actually thought that far ahead, if I'm honest. Yeah, that is just good to know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, no, that's fine. She just, you know, it's just the fact that she's not anywhere near the pool. And, you know, that's
well, you know, I mean, actually, you know, I'm designated first aider and I take it very seriously. It's very important.
Oh.
We are actually running out of bandages and plasters.
Oh.
Do you think maybe she could... Like, I heard that, you know, cosmetology has got... You know, they've got a stash down there. Has she got any people in cosmetology?
I mean, that might
This is just between you and me, right? You know, right. I'm not...
Yeah, well, I mean, we could probably find if there's something that cosmetology need to trade. Like, I don't really know if they have enough shuffleboards, which the shuffleboarders have in spades. They've also got spades.
Is it to move the sand?
It's to move the sand,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they've also got sand. Yeah, so, I mean, if they
exfoliant.
Need
exfoliant!
Exactly! We could trade exfoliant for bandages.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that will totally work.
You know, I was really not thinking that we'd be able to do a trade for bandages from cosmetologists, but yeah, you guys have actually figured it out, so well done.
Their skin must be getting really rough.
Just in case something goes really, really wrong, there is an onboard doctor, Dr. Fern Sturgeon, ship surgeon, so...
Do you and does JJ and the doctor get on?
Oh, yeah, she's wonderful. She's a bit of a hero of mine, actually. She taught me a new way of doing resuscitation.
Ooh.
Very clever.
Really? Was it very hands-on, the demonstration?
It was quite, yeah. It was a bit shocking, but I did come round quite quickly.
Okay, we'll come back to that, should we need to. So for now, thinking back to last session, I think we said that Devan and Elliot were going to be working
on poetry.
Is that right? Whereas you two are going to meet Gran and Anne.
Mm. Talk about choreography.
And talking about choreography. So let's...
Which is totally what yoga is, right?
Let's start with that. Let's start with Gran and Anne. So you'll be heading up to the shuffleboard area. So that's the sports deck. Yeah. Mm. The sports deck is a shaded deck. It's a huge cruise ship, obviously, where you've got things like... You've got golf nets. You've got... Tennis courts, another contested area, to be fair. You've got a shuffleboard board. You've got... You've got some shuffleboarding happening. Yeah, and you've got a few, like, breakout event rooms that aren't as big as the Sunset Lounge. They cater to a slightly different crowd, you know. They might have windows, for instance, and they serve maybe less whiskey, more sherry. That sort of place.
Just before we go up there, you need to show your respect by wearing socks and sandals. So,
okay. Have you got any in your bag?
Oh, yeah, don't worry. Loads.
I wonder if it's too late to write that in.
It's just, you know, it's like how you don't wear shoes around the king. I've heard that.
Sorry. Oh, so she is quite high up then.
Yeah, and she doesn't like shoes.
So shoes and... No, sandals and socks.
Sandals and socks.
Right. Yeah.
Socks on the inside, sandals on the outside.
Oh, right, sorry. Yeah, I thought maybe that's how you shuffled with the socks, but no, okay.
No, although maybe that's the trick. I don't really know. Although I do know what yoga is, definitely.
That's obviously very important. So
because we both do, and it's something that we have in common.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So you get to the sports deck. The clientele, in quotation marks, of this area of the ship is, you know, they've got a high average age, mm-hmm. but it's not solely the over 60s. There are some sort of 50s looking people as well. They are intensely focused on their balls or their... Okay, I said balls with an OW in the middle. Or their gossip. Gran and Nan. What's her game of choice?
Shuffleboarding.
Oh, so she is. So she is found on the shuffleboarding court. I want to say broom in hand.
Yeah. So
our resident shuffleboarding expert. Yeah.
I think this is what I played one time on my birthday when I got quite drunk. I think you have a ball. And
I do all the time.
Oh, yes.
Just have a ball.
We're having a ball right now. And you, like, roll your ball on the table.
Oh, the table?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, it's not laid on the ground?
With sand?
Oh, we really should have looked at that. No, sand on the table. Special frictionless sand on the table.
Oh, right. Oh, like ice hockey.
What's frictionless sand?
Ice hockey. What do you call it?
I know what you mean.
It's curling.
No, the one where you have the... Okay, you have... Okay, right. There are different bits of the board that will get you different points.
Do you know what I mean? We've got such good feminist credentials as a podcast. And we just got all the ladies in the room and started talking about bums and incorrectly understanding sport. And I'm sorry.
I am not apologising for this. This is who I am.
What I also love is I think Alex knows how to play shuffleboard and he's sitting in the corner just crying, listening to...
Wait, wasn't it Alex who taught... Yes, I played with you.
It was... Okay. Now I know it was shuffleboard. Right. So, you have these balls, and there are different sections of the table, and they gave you different points. You have to get your ball into the bit with the most points. However, like, obviously you have a number of them. So you do your first ball, maybe it gets into the third bit, and then someone else will throw their ball, and if it, like, hits your ball, then, like, that's, like, a point, and also plus the points that the ball is in.
So it's like sandpit billiards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The important thing is that there's no water involved.
Gran and Nan can be found at maybe the driest table on this cruise ship.
She's on a throne made of brooms.
Oh, yes.
So she's there, ball in hand, intensely looking for maximum points.
Yeah, that's how it works. That's
great. That's really good. Okay. I mean, Gran and Nan definitely understands how to play shuffleboard.
Yeah,
she's
very
good at it.
Deep magic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which one is she?
She's like, she's the one over there, you know, on the throne made out of broken brooms. Yeah. So when she wins a game against, like, a rival, she, like, snaps their broom over their head and then she uses it to create art. Like chairs?
Gosh.
Chairs, yeah.
They are rapidly running out of brooms. It's becoming a major cause of friction in this community.
I imagine they're running out of bandages as well. She's breaking them over their head.
Well, they're just like, a lot of them wear safety gear to play the games.
Oh, I can see now, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Certainly are the helmets.
Mm. So. Yes.
That's why everyone's wearing helmets. As I presume one might. She looks questioningly at JJ. During yoga.
Oh, well, I've never done it, but I have seen people do it for the really advanced stuff, you know.
Right. Okay.
The dynamic duos.
Obviously, I know, that. So, cool, good. I mean, so shall we initiate, like, a trade and also ask her if she wants to be in or provide...
I just remembered the name of our group. Sorry.
The Love Flow.
Or provide patronage
to our emerging guild.
Okay.
Hi, Gran-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, hello, dearie. It's so nice to see you.
Oh, it's lovely. It's so lovely seeing you, Gran-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, I haven't seen you in ages. Must be about... Oh,
something like 12 hours, I guess.
Oh, no, it's been so long.
Oh, how are you keeping, pet?
Oh, I've been okay. You know how it is. It's the captain says we'll be going into port any day soon.
Oh, I know. And that'll be nice. Then you'll have something really to keep you occupied.
Yeah, then I need to run the yoga retreat.
Oh, I'm sure you'll do lovely, pet. I'm sure you'll do lovely.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
So how can I help you?
Oh, Gran, I've just got a little thing to ask.
Oh, anything for you, pet?
Oh, I love you so much, Gran.
Oh, I love you too.
I love you. So we were hoping to set up... we're maybe, like, performing in... There's a talent show.
Oh, I...
Yes, Gran.
Don't know where Gran and Anne's from. It's somewhere.
She's international.
When she wins the shuffleboarding thing.
She's been on a lot of cruises.
Yeah. When she wins the shuffleboard thing, she doesn't just break this, she also steals their accent.
Yeah, so we were going to do a talent show, and one of the things we're going to do is yoga.
Oh, hiya, I'm Jazz Jenkins, or JJ, to my friends. Nice
to
meet you.
Oh, lovely to meet you. Nice to meet you. Any friend of rainbows?
I'm bowing a lot.
Yeah, and I thought shuffleboarding goes well with yoga. So, like, why don't we bring something new to both? Because there's obviously a lot of shuffleboarders. Well, they're none as good as you, Gran.
Oh, well, you are sweet, pet, but I see that there might be a problem there.
Oh.
You see, we shuffleboarders... We need that champagne.
Gran.
Well,
Gran and Anne, but why?
It's the pool, love. The whippersnappers in the teens lounge. They've set up a meeting with us.
Uh-huh.
With the deckers.
Yeah.
We're getting that pool. And all we need to do is we need to bring some sort of gift to show respect. Now, that champagne, the final bottle of champagne, that's the perfect... bribe.
Firstly, no one really needs a pool. In fact, all pools should be drained and shut down.
I know you don't know what you're saying.
I do. You know my experiences.
Oh my gosh.
We don't talk about them, but I know you know.
No, the less said about that, the better. I think we both know what you're talking about,
yes.
And we don't need to say it out loud.
No.
Can I help you? You seem distressed.
I'm fine.
Maybe you should talk about it you'd feel better.
I will be fine as soon as all of the pools are destroyed.
Okay.
Gran and Anne, can't you see that as your only granddaughter, or best one at least, that's here in this room?
You are one of those things.
The only granddaughter that's here right now, then maybe you should support my dream.
So this is probably the time for one and or both of you to make a role. Because you're trying to convince Gran and Anne to give up loyalty to the shuffleboarders. Tricky proposition.
Well, I mean, okay. I am.
Maybe we could. It's a mutually beneficial thing, but actually, I don't know how we share the champagne.
So, you're just splitting it, you communist. I'm going to use my shuffleboarding grandma aspect.
Well, you would roll, and then you choose to whether or not to use it after you've rolled.
Oh, right.
So, I'm going to set a target difficulty, because this is this is just a straight roll, not an opposed roll. This is going to be hard, because she...
She
is loyal. She's the queen bee.
She's a good ruler.
You know, she's a fair and benevolent border ruler. So I'm going to say your target number here is going to be a 5.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, I'm gonna try and persuade her with logic. So is it a clever thing? That's +3.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how? Like, what's your logical?
So, like, she loves me, and also pools are bad. But also, like, really, giving that alcohol to teens is not going to be a good move, because they'll just get drunk and rowdy, and then that might spur them to, like, plan an invasion, you know?
Oh my gosh, you've convinced me, actually.
Really? Like, nobody wants a rowdy teen. That would spur them onto possible violence and terror and bad. Also, water is bad.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Do your roll.
Ooh.
That's bad.
No.
That's bad.
Oh, those minuses, not ones.
Yeah, sorry. So that is -3.
+3,
which is a big fat 0.
Yeah,
so,
same side.
I did not get Granny's love.
Well, you know, I think that these teens are really very good. Where the... hell is she from? It doesn't matter. She's just beat someone else at shuffleboard. Oh, I think that these teens are really very good at handling themselves, you know. I think they're actually quite... They know what they're about. You know, they've been having the run of the ship for quite some time now, and I trust them. Personally, if I give them some champagne to hand over to the Deckers, I think it's going to get to the Deckers. And you know, the rest of the boarders...
Are you the Deckers?
Oh, no, we're the boarders.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the rest of... Me and the rest of the boarders, we've been working so hard on our act, you know, so yeah. I really feel like it's...
Oh, you already have an act?
Oh, yes. We've been working very hard. We've been taking salsa lessons.
What? So they must have had, like, secret information? Because it only got announced today.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy. And your gran's at the top. Maybe we should go and find Elliot.
And we're going to need to restructure if we haven't got the help of the the boarders.
Yeah, right. Or, you know, maybe we could convince the boarders.
So I'm going to put an aspect here based on that, on Gran and Nan, which is part of a conspiracy, question mark. And then I think that's probably a great time for us to take a break for a few minutes. Ooh. So we will be back soon.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Okay, welcome back. So we're going to switch focus now. So, Helen, where are Devon and Elliot writing poetry?
Obviously in my room.
Obviously, yes.
Like,
I mean, it is a small room. Obviously, all the cabins are small, so this is close quarters, you know.
That's why we're writing poetry in my room. Like, they have bunk beds, don't they, these cabins?
If you want them to have bunk beds, they will have bunk beds. Who is your bunk mate?
No one.
Did you kill your bunk mate?
No, I dated them and then we broke up and they left in an acrimonious split.
Yeah, that sounds fair. Yeah.
Right, so, because Elliot's bed is like his creative space, he's got like...
Of course it is.
He's got some kind of material that he's draped from the top bunk bed down over the bottom bunk bed, so it's like going into like a little... I don't know what you would describe... Like, you know how people have, like, those, like bead curtains? But it's like, yes. It's just two nice little bits of fabric that he's... It's two people's sarongs.
Yeah.
Trophies?
That he's bartered for at some point.
He's charmed off.
Yes.
So he's, like, sitting cross-legged in there. I would like Devon to be in there as well, but
yeah. You know, him,
Devon might want to be outside, I don't know.
I don't think that Devon would want to be outside.
No, I don't think so either, no. Right. Okay, so Elliot's like, you really want to write some poetry with me right now?
I mean, I kind of said that I would write some poetry for this talent night, so yeah, I actually do genuinely want to write some poetry now.
I kind of thought it was like a euphemism, because I'm the poet here, and I can handle it.
Okay, handle? So I'm going to ask you to make a roll, because you are, I mean, you're both... trying to seduce and insulting him. So,
negging.
Yeah, it is negging.
Negging.
Oh, such a horrible person.
I'm going to ask you to make a roll. So what approach are you going to be using there? You can be careful, clever, flashy, forceful, quick, or sneaky.
I would like to be flashy.
Okay.
Elliot is going to sexily remove his shirt.
Okay.
Ooh. Elliot is played by Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. Yes.
Just so we're all clear.
Do you feel like that's relevant information right now?
Because everyone needs to know that, yes. Played to perfection.
And what's he going to be saying? So, flashy is when you act with style and panache.
Yes.
So the style is the taking off of the shirt.
And it is a very stylish shirt.
Oh, yeah. For the description, I've written down, you know, hipster with a dreadlock bun and tattoos. And then the panache is going to be, like,
Is that the tattoos, though?
Yeah.
Maybe.
The, like, flourish of his pecs as they...
does the Terry Crews thing.
Is it like a button down? Can you do like a flashy opening of the buttons?
One at a time. Anyway, it's rapidly okay. running out of buttons.
So I think that this is a pretty... Like, it's pretty medium... difficulty thing to do.
Yeah,
like,
considering we're already
Devin
having
is
an affair.
Stressed but also horny. So
big mood. Yes. Big mood.
Hashtag relatable Devin. okay. So your target number here is gonna be a 2.
Okay, I've got a 2 in flashy. I'm rolling 4 dice, right?
You are.
Okay. Well, let's hope I don't roll.
That's a 1.
Okay. But my flashy is 2.
Yes, yeah, so you've got a minus 1 on the dice, and then you've got plus 2 from your flashy, which is a 1 overall, so I'm very sorry, but
Devin
will, like, I mean, he'll look, he'll bite his lip, and then he'll shake his
played
head
by,
and get
played
back
by
down
Chris
to the
Hemsworth.
Yes, we'll say Chris Hemsworth. He'll bite
we
Chris Hemsworth's
work,
lip.
Right?
And
then, we need to try again. What we're doing is we're doing fan fiction of Killmonger and Thor.
Yes, we are, and I'm okay with that. Yes.
Oh, but
this
know,
is
like,
not how I expected this to go.
You know how Thor's kindness and his, like, the length and complexity of his own violent life, you know he'd get through where others,
I really feel like that would actually
fail.
Be a worthwhile pairing. Yes, yeah. Anyway. But right now it is not.
Thrillmonger.
Right now,
yeah. Thrillmonger.
That's actually very good.
Thrillmonger.
There you go. Okay, you're going to have that.
Look, I came here because I thought you were going to help me write my poetry, okay?
Is that really all you wanted?
Well, to start with, I need to have this ready for Thursday, and that's in 7 days, I think.
I think it's 8, but that's fine. We don't need to worry about that. All right, well, Elliot starts to put his shirt back on.
Okay, that's sad.
Oh, it is, it's so sad. He's so sad. This is his current paramour, so therefore they're, like, the most important thing in the world to him right now. Mm. All right, so the fundamentals of poetry are, like, it's got to come from your heart, because your heart is the most poetic organ.
Wow, that's so deep. Okay, so I think for the... quality of the poetry, I'm going to ask you to make a roll. We're not actually going to go through and write the poem, unfortunately. But that will become relevant much later in the game. So we can put a hold on that for now. But I do think that some other people wanted to interrupt.
Should we roll to interrupt?
Yes, I would like, let's say, Lowry. So would you rather catch these two in a compromising or an uncompromising position?
I think I'd rather the dice decided that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Is that possible?
No, yeah, that's fine. So let's do something a little bit unconventional. We will roll the dice, just straight rolling the dice. The higher the result on the dice, the more... like, the more clothes they're wearing, essentially. Like, the more above board this is. Uh-oh. And the lower the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember who is playing these characters.
I know, I'm so torn right now.
Good luck.
Okay.
That's a minus
That's
1.
That's a minus 1.
Ooh. Okay. Shirtless o'clock.
Is okay.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Let's say that.
All right. So that probably means that we're still in the curtain.
You're still in the curtain area.
Alcove. I've only got my shirt half buttoned up. And I think that as I've been trying to.
There's
talk
maybe
to Devin
a hand
about,
on an arm.
I'm totally leaning into Devin and being like, yeah, because my heart is so deep, just like my love.
Hello!
Oh! Hi!
Oh!
Just wanted to be involved.
Oh, hi. How you doing? How was the shuffleboard?
Okay. You look a bit cosy in there.
It's hot.
Yeah, Devin?
Oh, yeah, you know, I was just trying to really write that poetry, and apparently Elliot said that it's easiest to write poetry in, like, an enclosed space. You know?
Okay.
Womb-like.
No. I'm sorry, is something going on here?
Just some poetry, darling.
Is the poetry a metaphor? Just, I know this happens quite a lot to me, that people will say something and they mean another thing. Like yoga, right?
What's yoga a metaphor for?
I think that's obvious.
And swimming?
No!
Oh!
But, yeah, but, you know, people... Yoga, you know, it's a thing that... I know what it is!
I don't think anybody thinks that.
Yeah, right? No, no, only a fool would. Yeah, I... That's... Makes nah. notes about that not being what yoga is.
So, you're just writing poetry?
Yeah.
Yes, that's all of course.
To do. How yeah, far have you got, then?
Well, that's a surprise, obviously.
Besides, it's all about, like, the theory and connecting.
Yeah, right now I'm learning, like, theory, poetry theory.
Oh, okay. I mean, that does kind of make sense, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta do some meditation in the dark and that kind of thing.
Oh, right. I mean, I've never been into poetry, so I don't really know how it works, so...
No, you won't.
Well, that's how it works. There's meditation in the dark and learning theory, and then you get a poem. Anyway, how's the choreography coming?
We've got some bad news about the shuffleboarding element.
Oh, really?
They've got plans of their own, which, since Grandma has betrayed me, we'll obviously have to destroy, you know? Oh, I'm just feeling chill about it, though, as a laid-back...
Saying you'll destroy your grandma doesn't sound very chill. I'm chill, you're not chill.
I think, you know, Elliot's chill and you're not chill.
I am chill. I'm gonna... roll for chillness.
Yeah, there's not really a mechanic for that.
Laid back dropout.
But you are a laid back dropout, so you are chill. You are chill. Yeah.
I'm gonna be more chill.
How would you like to use your chillness? What chill
Just
thing would
cool.
you like to do? Just be cool.
Yeah. I wanna take control of this situation, which seems to be getting out of hand, and there's a love triangle going on, and I want it to be a square. But it won't be a square, it's just a triangle.
It could be a square if you catch Elliot at the right time.
Dodeca could be any shape if you catch Elliot.
No dodecahedron.
Right, well maybe I'm just going to be chill then, mechanically chill, just so you all know. And I'm mechanically chill.
Sure, so you didn't do the shuffleboarding thing, and now you have, like, some kind of vendetta, sure, but, like, what about our show?
Well, that can add, like, emotion to the poetry, right?
I'm not writing
I don't
poem.
Know, I haven't learned that bit of the theory yet.
I'm not writing a poem about your grandma.
Well, fine. Then.
You can.
I'll make a dance about grandma.
Yeah, using the yoga.
Yeah, I'm gonna go away and do that. No one
Hang on, are you breaking up love flow? We haven't got time for that. We've only got 7 or 8 days until it's Thursday.
I don't know. No one appreciates my trauma. What do you want from me?
I want you to plug your trauma into the yoga and develop the most beautiful yoga choreography that has ever been choreographed. Is that too much to ask?
I don't know. But I suppose so, because of course that is how yoga works. Yes, okay, sad yoga.
Yeah, the trauma is really going to add something to the depth of my poetry.
That's exactly what I asked for, yes.
Okay, so at this point we're going to do something called a challenge.
Oh, do you get to do a montage?
It's a montage, essentially,
yes!
Not all challenges are montages. I don't want to, like, oversell Fate Accelerated. Don't want to missell it, but... Yeah, so this challenge is going to be a montage. So you're going to tell me what you want to do to prepare for the talent show. That's how many days you're going to spend. We could have things like sabotaging the shuffleboarders. We could have things like writing an emotional poem. We could have things like seducing Devon. We could, you know, all these things. You're going to tell me what you want to do. I'm going to write them down on these post-it notes.
Right.
And then you're going to go and kind of try and do them. Using rolls. And then that's how many days will pass.
Okay.
So you've got a maximum of 7 or 8. Let's say 7. You've got a maximum of 7 if you want to spend, like, all your time.
So a maximum of 7 rolls.
Maximum of 7 rolls, yeah.
Right.
How many different things do you want to try and do?
There should be some kind of blind bidding between these two about exactly how many days they spend seducing Devon.
JJ and Elliot.
Yes. Mm. Yeah,
I still think
it's a very prisoner's dilemma kind of thing. Because, I mean, if you both put in too much, then we lose the talent show.
Okay, let's do this a little differently. So let's start by putting down everything that you want to do. So what's something that you'd like to do before the talent show?
Sabotage my grandmother.
Oh gosh, that relationship turned sour very quickly.
Sabotaging.
Grananan.
Grananan.
She's not Grananan anymore.
Okay, that's one. Mm-hmm.
Seducing Devon.
Keep my boyfriend, I guess.
Are those two which separate is also things?
They will be the same.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Writing the thing?
Yeah.
Writing a poem?
Yeah. I would like to hear the poem he is writing for me.
Okay.
You might need to roll for that.
Yeah.
Bind the poem that he's writing.
Yeah. Bind?
Find.
Oh, find. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I also need to write a poem.
Evidence that it exists, I suppose. Because I'm a little suspect now, point, even right? though I am. Yeah. It is taking a while to get
so
through.
So find the poem, write a different poem, seducing Devon and sabotaging Grananan.
Yeah.
What about the choreography?
I mean, that's by the by.
Look, I'm really busy working on my relationship. I'm going to need you to take point on the choreography, okay? I know you're so experienced.
In yoga, yeah.
Yeah, yoga choreography.
That's cool. Okay, I will do that one day.
So, yogaography.
Yeah.
Yogaography, thank you, that's the word.
Okay, you have five things. Between you have seven roles. Uh-huh. And the way we're going to work this is... we're going to start with the blind bidding for Devon.
Yeah.
Helen and Lowry, would you like to take a set of dice each?
Yes. A set of four dice each. Yeah.
What you're going to do is you are both going to secretly, very, very sneakily, put in one hand the number of days you would like to spend on Devon. And then you're going to close your fist around them and put them in the table like this.
I don't think I understand.
Okay, so I'll demonstrate.
How many days are you spending? Only four dice.
If you want to spend 3 days, in your hand, you do this. And then when I say 1, 2, 3, you're going to reveal. I'm not sure how this is going to translate to audio.
Yeah.
But I think it will be exciting anyway.
We'll describe it with our human words.
We'll listen to the dice. Yeah.
Okay, so if you could just roll your dice a little, make them sound very enticing.
There we go, there's the sound work. Foley.
That's basically the equivalent of a drum roll.
Yeah. And then we just pick a number of them.
Yeah. Okay. How many days you want to spend.
Oh, gosh.
And we both got them in one hand.
Yes. When you've both got them in one hand, please put your hands in the middle. Okay. On three.
Drop
and
them.
It's going to be 3, 2, 1, open. You're going to open. Okay? 3, 2, 1.
Lowry's gone for four and Helen has gone for three. There is no time for anything.
That's everything.
That's all.
I misunderstood.
To be fair, that is, I think, precisely how this is
going. Now I understand.
So now I understand, but I kind of want to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Montage.
So I feel like I did explain the rules pretty clearly.
I think
clearly
you did.
Enough for me to just say that's it. That's it.
That's pretty.
Okay.
So, I thought you meant like three days I would spend and three days Lurie would spend and then you would also have some days.
No.
Okay.
No, that was total days. That's total days,
but I am going to...
We do have 8 days,
yeah,
right?
Well, I'm going to let Lyd do one thing. Maybe seduce Devon. I don't know.
The great thing is, like, Rainbow has a lot of anxieties.
Yeah.
And one of those is learning what yoga is.
So... Would Rainbow like to spend her one role
sabotaging Grandma?
Sabotaging Grandma. Okay, let's go. What are you going to be doing to sabotage Grandma so we know your approach?
I will be using some of the props that are in my bag because I never travel light.
Yes.
And some of my lifeguarding techniques, which involve walking carefully when you're near pools.
Yes, wonderful.
No heavy petting.
In fact, no heavy petting at all. In fact, that's why I didn't win the Devon thing. And knowing where the towels are, you know?
So that's very important.
I'm going to use those features, which are two different aspects, right?
Okay.
Can I spend two fate points?
After you've rolled, you can, yes.
Right, and because I'm using lots of different things, I think that makes it clever, because I'm using tactics.
You are using tactics.
So I'm going to use towels... like to
To dampen the course of the shuffleboarding racetrack. And then that will mean that Grandma's puck gets thrown off the side of the boat.
You're
going
to have to face your
greatest fear. Into the water?
Into the water. Look. Not into the water. It doesn't deserve that. Maybe just off the table then.
Off the table. Right, okay. So I'm going to give you a target number of 3. It's kind of complex, but it sounds like you've got a lot that you can bring to the table on this one. Yeah.
You know, I've got 2 aspects. I got clever, you know. Come on, Rainbow. It's riding on you. Oh, that's naught, but then I have +3 and the aspects.
Okay, so you've got +3. Yeah. This will be the point where you could, like, spend a fate point to re-roll or add something, but it sounds like you actually don't need to. If you want, you can spend a fate point to add a +2, and then you will have done something called succeeding with style.
I will absolutely do that. This is using my former life. I know exactly how to put dampness on a thing to make someone slip over in front of all their friends.
Okay.
Grandma's gonna break her hip.
So I was gonna say that if you succeed with style, you get something called like a boost, which is an aspect that you can create, an aspect that you get to use, and it can only be used once.
Okay.
But I'm gonna give you that. Grandanan's got a broken hip.
You've dislodged the queen bee.
I can't believe you've done this to your own grandmother.
And yet we keep fighting over this cheating, horrible serpent. What is happening?
Grandanan is now border queen bee, part of a conspiracy ? And has a broken hip. So she's got a lot going on, actually.
She's got more characterization than Rainbow has.
So let's swap back to Devon. So please explain to me how you're both trying to seduce him and how JJ just manages to grab him.
I think that I keep trying to hold like poetry sessions in my room. Devon's trying, and I'm just make a movement every single time.
But it turns out he's looking for a more emotional connection than that. He really wants to learn write poetry.
I'm looking for an emotional connection.
See, my
just
plan.
Just, it's the same thing to me.
I would do the heart. You know, it's muddy. My plan is that I'm an adrenaline junkie. Let's not forget that he is a spin instructor. Like, we have a lot in common. And I'm going to, like, take
him... famously risky.
I'm going to take him on a lot of, like, adventures. We're going climbing. We're going to get real physical.
Okay.
And, like, you know, spin instructors. He likes, like, lights and music. So we're going to go dancing a lot together. Like, I know what he likes.
Okay. It's while you're on the climbing wall that is on the side of the ship. I've actually seen this. This is a real thing. It's a horrifying idea, but yes.
Oh, no.
So you're on the climbing wall that's on the side of the ship when Devon looks up at you a few steps above him and just has a revelation, like...
Is it my ass?
This is the butt that I want to spend all my time with, you know?
No.
I don't know if it's the adrenaline or the empty vastness of everything else around him. It wasn't about your butt. But he just... really feels like this is a moment where he's ready to stop his Lothario ways and settle down a little.
At least till we get to Bermuda.
So we're gonna end there with Grananan's broken hip and Devon's softened heart.
Aww.
And then we will be back next time for the talent show itself.
Woefully underprepared.
We've got
no poetry, no choreography, and no yoga.
Yep.
But let's see if Love Flow can prevail.
We
anyway.
Do have love, though.
Yeah. Okay.
I love
Bye!
Guys.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Lowry Ann Davis. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill.
thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun! And see you later.